Maybe you choose a partner who's really hot and you look at, does physical attractiveness predict long-term happiness and does it predict long-term stability? The answer is no. If you look at longitudinal studies, the return on investment for physical attractiveness is zero. Kissing your partner shouldn't feel like eating your veggies. So there needs to be a level of physical attractiveness. But what people do is they overly maximize on it. So they want to get the hottest person possible, and they'll sacrifice other characteristics to maximize on physical attractiveness.
Would it actually make somebody happy if they are more sexually satisfied because of somebody's appearance?
There's no to maybe a small correlation between objective attractiveness and sexual satisfaction. And one of the kind of amusing explanations I've heard is that if you're hotter, maybe you don't have to try as hard. And so then that brings down the level of sexual satisfaction. One of my kind of favorite factors that's related to sexual satisfaction is this personality trait of agreeableness. And so agreeableness is kind of how oriented you are towards maintaining social harmony and how focused you are about being empathic, understanding the other person's perspective. You know, here's another myth, right, in romantic relationships is that just because you're with somebody, the sexual chemistry should be good. And it almost never is. There's some clumsiness at the start, and there's some kind of weirdness even sometimes. And so how do you get over that? You get over it by talking to each other, by being comfortable with sharing with one another, and most of all, by being interested in the other person's satisfaction and pleasure. And so who's the best person to engage in that kind of behavior? It would be someone who's high in agreeableness. They're like perfectly suited to the sexual satisfaction improvement task.